Hello, I am Herbert S. Tuttleton, esteemed playwright and film auteur, and this is Erotic Fiction for the Midwestern Suburban Reader. Tonight's episode, Sadist Diner. Beth was a thrill seeker. She loved to drive 9 miles over the speed limit, stole Sharpies from work to add to her growing personal collection, and owned a chinchilla. But she wanted more, always pushing the envelope. She loved to attend the REMAX seminars at the downtown Kalamazoo Radisson Hotel, having rotund white men in cheap suits nervously give banal PowerPoint presentations on how she, too, could become a real estate agent. However, amidst all the junk mail of pre-approved credit card offers, which she loved to read thoroughly, there was a plain envelope simply addressed to her. Inside, she found a coupon for 50% off to Pratty's, a new diner that had just opened up on Cork Street. The invitation had her mind racing. Should she break with tradition of wasting a rotund man's time, making him hawk through his spiel to someone who has no intention of ever becoming a real estate agent? Would she abandon her routine of secretly farting in the corners of the room to cause more discomfort to the rotund men? Asking for countless refills on her Diet Coke, using the bathroom 5 or 6 times and asking for the restroom code when clearly there isn't a code? It all sounded so thrilling. For all important decisions, Beth always turned to her chinchilla Theseus for advice.
What do you think, Theseus?
The chinchilla screamed to no end, as he always did when anyone or anything interacted with him. The decision had been made. Beth's 9 West heels clacked on the asphalt approaching the entrance to the diner. Beth caught her reflection in a puddle. Her reflection stared back at her with a worried look. Beth wondered if she had overstepped her boundaries. The rotund REMAX men were innocuous and didn't seem to mind that she had attended the same seminar 9 times in a row with unwavering disinterest in becoming a real estate agent.
No, I have to do this,
Beth said aloud to the reflection.
Who are you talking to?
A woman in a 1950s waitress attire stood in front of the door.
Oh, no one,
Beth unconvincingly lied.
Is this Pratty's?
It certainly is.
The waitress heaved with impatience. As Beth drew closer to the door, she spied the waitress's name tag, Jemple. It was bigger than average name tags, almost as if to draw extra attention to it. With a nod to Jemple, Beth pushed the grinding, squeaky front door open. Inside, the diner was unremarkable, with a stereotypical 1950s aesthetic. She planted herself in a booth for 6, though she was dining alone. A power move, she felt. The waitress Jemple approached her.
What'll you have?
Hi, I'll have 2 waters, a coffee, and a Diet Coke, please.
We only have Pepsi.
The hair on Beth's neck stood upright. What kind of establishment would turn to cut-rate, turgid Pepsi? At least take the order and then surprise her with a Diet Pepsi, but the waitress was unabashedly upfront about their limitations.
Pepsi is fine.
Beth's skin began to vibrate. Normally, she was the one making things uncomfortable, but this surprising twist had awakened something in her.
What's in your BLT?
Now Jemple twinged with excitement. An exasperated tone filled her answer.
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
No, I think I'll have the French dip.
Beth exacted a succulent revenge. Plus, the au jus and beef would make her farts more viscous. Jemple bit her lower lip.
Coming right up. Here you go. 1 water, 1 Diet Pepsi, and 1 coffee.
Jemple proceeded to thumb both the Diet Pepsi and water with 1 hand, while a saucer and cup of coffee slid in from the other. However, the velocity allowed some of the scalding hot liquid to spill onto Beth's lap. The searing pain, coupled with the sensation of not getting her other water, was titillating. Her nipples immediately stood on end.
And 1 fish sandwich.
Jemple plopped down a po' boy of breaded cod.
But this isn't what I ordered.
Oh. I can have them remake it, but it'll be a 30-minute wait.
No, that's all right. I'll just eat this. That's fine.
Being denied what she was asked for and now forced to eat this stinky fish sandwich was strangely exactly what she needed. She was now submitting to the diner and her waitress. Jemple laid the check in front of Beth before she was finished.
I don't tip.
Please, I hope you don't.
Jemple slid the card back along with the name tag, Berth.
Maybe you can serve me next time.